Hey Jay, what's going on? It's Mark with Loud and Heavy.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, not too bad. Well, first I just want to say thanks, for taking a few minutes for me here.
Oh yeah, no
Quick little
worries.
chat in.
Okay.
Because first and foremost, I wanted to, announce that we have selected Orgy as the comeback artist of the year for loudandheavy.com. So I wanted to first and
Oh,
foremost
thank you.
congratulate you on that.
Oh, thanks.
Excellent album we've had the chance to review and cover you guys a couple times this year, and it's definitely one that still
Right
makes an
on, man. Thank
impact to
you
this
so much.
day. You know,
Cool, man.
and speaking of Toxic, I kind of want to take a second to mention to everyone, the Beatdown 107.5 contest that starts, I believe, on the 14th for everyone here to start voting for your single Spells. So there'll be a
Oh, right on.
link below the interview here to get your votes in. Definitely one of the
Oh.
solid tracks on a completely solid album.
Awesome.
The last time we spoke, we met you guys here in Sacramento when you were just starting out on the Toxic. I think it was like a little mini tour you guys were doing to kind of get your bearings back on the road. So,
Right.
I'm just, I mean, how's things been feeling for you guys since then? I mean, you guys have been touring quite a bit, I believe, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, starting to feel good about everything.
Yeah, I saw you guys played a pretty big show down there in was it Columbia, too? I mean, how was that playing for the international crowd?
That sounded really good.
Yeah, I saw some of the
Yeah,
videos and the
that.
pictures from it, and it looked like a killer crowd.
Yeah, there's like 12,000 people.
Ooh, that's a show.
Yeah, that was good.
So personally, do you prefer playing for huge festivals like that, or are you more of a small club, intimate performance kind of person?
I like both for different reasons. If the festival is well organized and everything sounds awesome, then festivals are great because you get to play in front of a lot of people. And and I love doing the more intimate stuff too, as long as it's crowded.
So I know
So.
you guys are getting ready to hit the road once again, this year, on the 29th, starting off in Mesa, Arizona for your Pop Killers tour.
Right.
Looks like it's a month-long tour, pretty stacked as far as your dates go with Boba Flex and Death Valley High. So I mean, really
Right.
cool lineup. I've had the chance of seeing Death Valley High before. They put on a good show, so people are definitely
Yeah.
in for a good show on that one.
For
So I
sure.
mean, are these artists that you picked yourself, or have you guys toured before?
We've toured with Death Valley High before. We haven't worked with Boba Flex yet.
So what should
So,
fans expect from you guys on this tour? Are you busting out anything new, or are we,
yeah, I mean, definitely always new music. We're going to be playing a lot more new music, and I think they're going to enjoy it more so than the last couple of times we've gone through the States. And I think that's just a matter of the unit working together a little bit longer. I think that we're gonna kill it.
Definitely a show I'd recommend to anyone and everyone to come check out.
Thank you. Thank you.
So then right after that, I mean, well, I guess not right after that, a few months after that, you guys are hitting South America again to doing an extensive little tour down there as well.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of interest in the area, so we're gonna do South America, yeah.
And it's good to see you guys getting back out there. A lot of us have missed you over the years.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Earlier this year when we did talk to you, Toxic was just coming out. And you mentioned you guys were already on the work for a second album. Do you have any updates on that, or are things still moving along there?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be playing a couple new songs from it. I'm anticipating that's what the plan is. It's called Entropy, I believe. I think we're going to call it Entropy. I'm not exactly sure, but I think that's what we're going to call it. And we just wanted to wait a little longer since people are just starting to get their beaks wet with Toxic before we put out the other one.
Nice. Well, yeah, I definitely look
And
forward to hearing it.
that's gonna be more like a it's gonna be more like an EP as well. But I think what we're gonna do is make it into a full length, kind of combine both EPs, maybe or something like that.
I want to say, you say you're working with Skrillex on this one too? Is that part of this album?
We have a song with him. I have a song with him that I haven't used to this point, but I'm hoping to use it on this one.
That's a collaboration. Definitely looking forward to hearing.
So it's just about we need to make a few changes to a few things, not on his end, but on the musical end, and on the not so programmed side. And then hopefully he approves of that, and then we just move on from there.
Very cool. So yeah, it sounds like you guys, big things got going on now and then continuing right into the next year. So we're all ready for it.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, it's gonna be cool. Yeah, that'll be one of the singles on this record, is the Skrillex song,
All right. So now what we got is here at Loud and Heavy, we have our interview segments. Now we run a section called Heavy Fire. I basically got a bucket here of some random questions I'm going to throw at you. And I just want, off the top of your head, straight answers from you. So,
Okay.
all right. So the first question lined up for you, if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
Oh man, time. Stop time.
Yes, that'd be awesome. All right, so you're heading out on tour. You can only put on two albums onto your music player for the whole trip. What two albums would you bring with you?
Gustafelstein, A-List, and what else? Oh, Death from Above, 1979. Just pick a record.
Nice. All right, so you've been around the road. You've seen plenty of tours, toured with plenty of bands. What's one of the craziest concert memories you have of being on the road?
Oh, that's a horrible question. I mean, maybe breaking up dressing rooms with Rammstein. That's definitely crazy shit.
What's a personal bad habit you have?
Man, I have so many. Spending too much time at my in front of my computer.
So you've played on stages in front of people. If I were to kick you on the other side of the barrier, what's the best band you've seen perform live?
I've seen so many good shows. I'd have to say, I mean, I've seen some great Nin, Manson, and Prodigy shows.
Manson. Yeah, Manson's killer. We've seen him just a few months ago here at Aftershock Festival. All right, so.
Yeah, I've seen some of those shows, and Korn's always amazing.
All right, so if Orgy was to be put into a horror movie and you guys were being chased by a killer, who would be the first one to
Ooh, I don't know.
die? Who'd be the one
I mean,
tripping over themselves and
I don't know. Our guys are pretty cool. I don't know.
You guys would survive, pull
I
together as
can't
a unit.
I can't even pick. I'd have to say I'd have to say none of us. I'd have to say the monster. I think we could outsmart the monster easily.
Orgy wins in the end. Well, cool, man. I know you got a busy schedule in front of you, so I'm not going to keep you too long here. I do
Okay.
appreciate you, taking some time out for us.
Oh, no worries, no worries.
And yeah, definitely anyone who's listening, get out there, check out this Pop Killers tour. Also, hop on to 107.5 for the beatdown and get your votes in for Spells.
Hell yeah, that would be amazing. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Definitely. And we look forward to, talking to you here in the future. Until
All
then,
right, man.
safe travels and, go rock some faces off.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you having me. All right, man. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I think the devil has got me in a spell, but I'm not one to kiss and tell.